This is the Cube, where just 7 gates stand between you and a quarter of a million pounds. These gates are simple, but when played inside the Cube, everything changes.
Lost it now.
Have you got what it takes to beat the Cube? Someone be able to cope with the pressure on the inside and walk away with £250,000? Let's find out and meet our first contestant. Lovely to see you. Welcome to the Cube. You are Isaac Morris. You are our youngest ever competitor. So you're 18 years old.
Yep.
Yeah. Whereabouts are you from?
South London.
So you're a student?
Yeah, just had my A-level exams.
You're actually very sporty, very musical.
Yep.
And you reckon you've got what it takes to beat the
Definitely.
Cube.
Definitely.
Who have you brought with you?
I brought my older sister, Ruth.
Hi.
Hello.
Her boyfriend, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
My dad, Neville.
Hi, Neville.
And my little sister, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
So you know how this works. You have 9 lives. Game one is for £1,000, and this is what's inside the Cube.
Perimeter. A square will travel around the perimeter of the cube. You must press the button to start the game, and press it again to stop the square inside the red box. You could take as long as you like, but Isaac, how quickly can you react under pressure?
This is really just fast reactions.
I reckon I'd be all right with this one. It looks a bit tricky, but I'm feeling pretty confident.
Well, we'll get you in then, in that case. You have 9 lives. You have your Simplify. You know that the cube will give you that. You can only use it once, but it will make a game easier if you are in trouble. Isaac, the very best of luck for the first time.
Thanks.
Into the cube. You are in. How does that feel?
It's tall. It's big.
You start the game, you stop the game.
Yeah.
The very best of luck.
Ooh. 8 lives remaining.
Very quick, Isaac. You were quite confident there, weren't you?
Yeah. I thought I had it.
You can let that go round as many times as you like. Just get the rhythm of the thing as it goes round.
Seven lives remaining.
Again, same mistake.
You're going very, very quickly. You've got all the time in the world. There is no rush here at all.
Okay?
So nice and calm. When you're ready, you start it.
Six lives remaining.
Patience. It's got a rhythm, so just...
Do you think I simplify just to get out of the way? Because the next two might be all right.
Yeah,
simplify. If you think so, then...
Sometimes it's best to stop losing the lives and move on.
I'm going to use it. Yeah, I'm going to simplify the game.
OK, decision made. Cube, please simplify the game.
The speed of the moving square has been reduced.
So that will make it considerably easier.
OK.
OK?
Yeah.
All right. You start it when you're ready.
Five lives remaining.
You didn't even let it go round once. Have you got somewhere you need to be?
No. I can't believe I've done that.
Focus.
Get the feel of it.
Remaining.
This is a nightmare.
You need to watch it.
Yeah.
At least three times and just get the rhythm of it.
Three lives remaining.
But let me tell you right now, it takes one life to beat the cube.
Well,
but you have to get through here. You have to defeat it on this one. Don't worry about behind you. It doesn't matter. That behind you is irrelevant. You have, at last, £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Ricochet. Isaac, using the same hand, you must throw a ball at the panel and catch it as it bounces back, without stepping out of the shooting zone. The angle of the panel will affect the trajectory of the ball, which may make the catch harder than it seems.
Second game.
I've just got to consider that. I've only got three lives left.
Three lives, yes.
That first game was a shambles.
Pause there, and we'll take a break.
You must throw a ball at the panel and catch it as it bounces back, without stepping out of the shooting zone. The angle of the panel will affect the trajectory of the ball, which may make the catch harder than it seems. Having lost six lives on game one, Isaac, are you willing to take the risk?
Second game, £2,000. Now, we put game one behind us, as if that never happened.
Yeah.
But it does mean you've made it a bit tricky for yourself, because you're going into this with three lives. You do have your trial run.
I'm used to kicking footballs, not catching them, but... Do you think I should try a run?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You don't think I should try a run?
No.
You
should.
Go for it, man.
No. Think I should just go for
it? Take a trial.
You think I should try it?
Yeah, because you were confident about the first one, but...
Exactly.
You don't know what's... Like, £1,000 is a lot of money. Especially for you.
Yeah.
It's my birthday next month.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Straight in?
Yeah.
Straight in. Go on, get in there, kick it. Now, don't rush it. You have plenty of time. Pick up the ball and have a feel.
It's like a squash ball.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just throw the ball and catch it. It's as simple as that. Thank you. See? Yeah.
Right.
Well done. You have our ball, thank you, and £2,000. Game three, we're getting there, is for £10,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Placement. You must place all 10 balls on the poles within 17 seconds of the floor flashing red. You can only pick up one ball at a time and must place the balls in order. But be warned, if a ball falls and touches any surface within the cube, you will lose a life. So, Isaac, can you keep your cool when playing for £10,000?
This is a new game. You won't have seen this one before.
No. It looks tricky. Do you think I should trial it? There's no point in... Do you don't think I should trial run it?
I think you've got a bit of time on this one.
17 seconds, 10 balls, 1.7 seconds each one. It's not going to take that long.
It's easy to sit there and say it.
Imagine what £10,000 is going to do for you.
I'm planning on going to university in America. It would take probably the first year of tuition gone. So I think I'm going to trial run it.
Decision
yeah.
made?
Yeah.
For your trial run, enter the queue.
I don't know whether I should go top to bottom or bottom to top. What do you reckon?
If you think it would be easier to go top to bottom, then do that.
I'm going to do it like this. I'll go top to bottom.
Top to bottom?
No. Bottom to... No. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go top to bottom.
OK. Tell me when you're ready. Cube will start the game.
Ready.
Cube, play the game. Okay, so you were quick and you got it up there.
Do you know how much time has gone?
6 seconds. So you were on track, actually.
I have no idea what to do.
You need to take your time a bit more.
Do you think I should go for this game?
Yeah.
Easy, man.
The decision is entirely yours.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna go for it.
He's going for it. He is going for it. Listen, you're committed now. You will either stand beside me with £10,000 or with nothing.
Yeah. Ready.
Cube, play the game. Go for it. Oh, Isaac!
Two lives remaining.
Don't worry. Now, you left that one without checking that it was there.
Shall I try it? I'll try it. Bottom to top.
Gonna go the other way?
Yeah.
Right. You ready?
Yeah.
Cube? Play the game. Off you go. Slow down. You're all right.
10.
And you've just over 2 seconds left. Well, you know what you've got to do. It's between you and the cube for £10,000 or nothing. It's all come down to that one last life.
This is it.
Come on! Cube, play the game.
contestant, 52.
What a time you have had. What a nightmare. That was not what you expected it to be, was it?
No, it was hard.
Is there any part of this that you've enjoyed?
Oh, I've enjoyed the challenge, you know. But apart from that, not really.
Isaac, we've loved having you here. Unfortunately, this time, you have been beaten. You won't take anything away from the queue, but it was a pleasure meeting you, mate. Good luck.
Welcome to the Cube. Thank you. Lovely to have you here.
You are Karen McNicholas. Whereabouts are you from?
Newcastle.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
And who have you brought with you?
I've brought my best friend, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
My mum, Brenda.
Hi,
Brenda.
Darling.
My mum's husband, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hi,
and Auntie Anne.
And Auntie Anne. Very nice to meet all of you. What do you think you have got that is going to beat the Cube?
Because I'm a gutsy Geordie girl.
Quite right, too. Well, this is how it works. Game one is for £1,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Totalize. A large red square will flash up on the floor of the cube. All you have to do is count how many times it appears. What could be easier, Karen?
For £1,000, you just have to count the squares.
Yeah. I'll have a go.
I hope so, otherwise that was a long old journey for nothing. You have 9 lives. At this stage, of course, you have your simplified. Right. The very best of luck for your first game. Enter the queue.
Thank you.
You tell me when you're ready, and the cube will start the game.
I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. What's the number?
27.
For £1,000, is it 27? Yes, it is. Yeah! Well done! Yay! Easy, easy, easy. That was great. That's the easiest £1,000 you've ever earned, isn't it?
That is.
Yeah! Terrific. You have £1,000. £2,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Revolution. While standing upon a revolving platform, you must throw the ball into the target container. The spinning motion upsets any natural sense of aim. The longer you stay on the turntable, the more disorientated you will become. Karen, can you keep your balance for £2,000?
I'm not good spinning.
Really? Does it worry you?
I get car sick.
Well, if you do feel sick, the great thing is there is a bucket in there.
I'll use it.
Yeah. You have all 9 lives intact. You've got your simplifier, now the cube will give you a trial run. So, what are you going to do?
Go for it.
Straight in?
Yeah.
OK. Straight in. Off you go. Good luck. Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
Cube, play the game.
Oh, my
lives remaining.
It's all right, it's stopped now.
It's quite fast.
You look really quite surprised. Of course, second time around, you know what that's going to feel like.
Sick.
Happy?
Yeah.
Cube, play the game.
Seven lives remaining.
You still have your Simplify, should you require it?
No, we'll have another go.
Leave it as long as you like before you throw it, but do remember that you might start to get dizzy if you leave it too long. Happy?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay, cue play the game.
Is red, you must transfer all 27 cubes into the box within 20 seconds. The cubes will only just fit, so you must place them carefully. When the time is up, if any of them are above the rim, you will lose a life.
At this stage, you are in terrific shape, but you've got to wait to tell us what you're going to do next, because we'll see you after the break.
When the floor flashes red, you must transfer all 27 cubes into the box within 20 seconds. The cubes will only just fit, so you must place them carefully. If any of them are above the rim when the time is up, you will lose a life. Karen, are you willing to take the risk for £10,000?
Your daughter is Charlotte, isn't
yes.
she? She's seven.
Yes.
So, have you done any of these sort of stacking games when she was a bit younger?
Yes, we had, you know, building blocks. Mm.
This is for £10,000. What would £10,000 mean to you?
Oh, it would be very, very nice. I'd be able to pay off some debt, and that Charlotte's got a big list.
Has she?
Yes.
We are at the £10,000 game, and you have to decide what you're going to do.
Go for it.
Straight in.
Yeah.
You get this, you'll stand beside me with £10,000. Enter the queue.
Do you think I should do two hands?
Yes.
A one quick hand.
Two hands, Karen.
Two hands and two at a time.
You tell me when you're ready, the floor will flash red and your timer will start. Best of luck, Karen.
Ready.
Cube, play the game. Tougher than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it is. It's getting your hand round it to put them in the right place. Shall I just give it another go? And then we can always use a Simplify next time.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready and the cube will start the game.
Ready.
Cube, play the game.
Go, go, go.
Nicely.
Five. live remaining.
Oh. They all have to have cleared the rim of the box before the time is up. This is where it gets really tough. Do you risk another life, or do you go for the simplified?
What do you think?
Like, you are getting into a rhythm.
I've got to think of Charlotte's list. Let's just do it.
I think we can do this.
Yeah. Have a go. Right, this is the one. You tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
Good luck. Cube, play the game. Go, go, go. Gotta be quick.
4, 3,
very, very quick.
2, 1.
You're very quick. Oh!
4 lives remaining.
Oh, God.
You literally couldn't have been closer.
Oh. I'm gonna simplify.
Simplify.
I don't like this game.
Cube, please simplify the game.
The time you have to transfer the cubes has been increased.
So you now have 25 seconds, but there is nowhere else to run. You have 4 lives, you've used your simplify.
Yeah.
So you'll either stand beside me with £10,000 or with nothing. Tell me when you're ready. Cube will start the game.
Ready.
Cube? Start the game. Go, go, go.
Ten.
Got still got time. Gotta be quick. We've got time.
4, 3, 2, 1.
What? How'd you come? And it falls all of that!
I lost some more, John!
You have 0.6 of a second left.
No.
But that doesn't matter. You have £10,000.
Yes!
And this is what's inside the cube.
Pathfinder. Karen, you will be shown a path once for 5 seconds. You must memorize it and then travel the route without stepping off the path. Each correct square you step into will turn green. An incorrect move will cost you a life and mean a return to the start. So, Karen, is your short-term memory sharp enough to win £20,000?
So, how good is your memory?
I think I've got quite a good memory, actually. But more with numbers. And £20,000 is massive.
What would £20,000 do?
Oh, we'll be able to do so much. Like I said, I can pay things off. I'm going to get a season ticket.
For where?
Newcastle.
Of course.
And then Charlotte wants a 3D TV for a bedroom.
What are you going to do? You have your trial run. You have 4 lives.
If I lose 10 grand, can I borrow some money for a season ticket? And a 3D telly for the little one.
Go for it.
Do you want to take your trial run first or not?
No, how we? Let's just do it.
Go on.
She's in. You're in. Committed. Don't let it fluster you. It's only £20,000. Ah. Enter the cube. There are your squares.
I don't think my legs will get from one to the other.
Tell me when you're ready, and the cube will show you the path to £20,000.
I'm ready.
Cube, show us the path.
Which way?
There it is. Go when you're ready.
Sugar. I've lost it.
Three lives remaining.
Remember where you've been and start again.
I totally lost where I'm going.
Take your time.
Right.
Two lives remaining.
I can't remember where it is.
You know where you're right up to. So maybe best to get back to that space before you forget that.
I'm just trying to remember.
Yes, absolutely. There's no rush.
I don't even know why I think I made that up.
You've got 20,000.
Yeah!
Ring five is for £50,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Construction. Karen, to complete this game, you must build a vertical tower of blocks. If the tower falls before or during the final block being placed, you will lose a life. The completed tower must remain freestanding for 3 seconds.
A steady, steady hand and nerves of steel.
We've been doing blocks on a Saturday afternoon.
Have you?
Yeah.
How did you do?
All right. I did quite well, actually.
You've got 2 lives.
Right.
And you have got your trial run.
Yeah.
Think of £50,000.
That changes everything. I had a big flood at Christmas and I'd have to worry about all of that and huge.
So it's tempting?
Very. What do you think?
I know how good you are at this. You even do it on a carpet.
But they look taller.
They do. But I'll give it a trial run first, I think.
Oh, you've got to. Oh, you've got to use that.
Trial run it.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do a trial run.
Let's see if you can do it. Enter the queue. Just make sure that tower stays standing.
Yeah.
Ready? what you did.
Oh, my word.
Absolutely rock solid. If that had been for real, you'd have £50,000.
Oh, my goodness. What do you reckon?
It looks effortless.
I'm gonna try it all.
What do you think?
I think we'll take a break.
Seven lives and you're simplified. You have 2 lives left and £20,000. Before the break, you successfully completed your trial run of construction. But can you build it again for £50,000?
All you have to do is to do that again for 50 grand. Oh,
it's 50
what are you
grand.
Gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Almost, it would have been better if it had fallen over for you.
If it had fell over, I'd be skipping out of here with 20 grand.
Are you tempted?
Very. What do you think?
Just think about what you've got to lose. It's a lot of money. But it did look easy. I would like to make the decision.
It's a tough decision.
Yeah, it is. It's a dilemma.
I think you should go for it, Karen.
Alan, what do you think?
I know how good she is at this. And having seen that trial run, I think she should go for it as well.
Well, I came with nothing, so let's just do it.
All you need to do is to build that tower again, in the way you did, as calmly as you did, as accurately as you did. Don't feel under any extra pressure at all. But I will say that there are 2 attempts for you to change your life with £50,000.
Yeah. Gotta do it.
Yeah.
You're right, I feel a bit more pressurised now. I need to go for it because I'm thinking too much about it.
Go for it. Good luck.
Thank you.
See you on the other side.
Blocks remaining. Two blocks remaining. One block remaining.
It had hit the floor before the 3 seconds were up. You've got another go.
I think I've lost it now.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Do you want to talk to your family?
No, I just want to get on with it now.
Yeah, OK. It's you against the cube. One life. For 50 grand. You go when you're ready.
fingers. Did I stand up here?
Yeah, of course you did.
Three blocks remaining. Two blocks remaining.
It's gonna go. Steady.
One block remaining. Contestant. Defeated.
Right.
Willie.
I am so sorry. Everybody in here wanted it to go. I am gutted for you. I really am.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Karen. You didn't beat the cube, but we have loved having you here to play.
Thank you.
Karen. Every time somebody plays the cube, it's a different story. Sometimes it's happy, sometimes it's utterly and completely heartbreaking. Do you have the nerves of steel required to beat the cube? Could you beat the cube?
Next time on the cube.
This is where it gets really, really difficult.
I'm never going to get this chance again, am I?